thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spy.
Let's go, baby. Hey. Come on, man. The countdown to the holiday season is in full effect. We welcome you in here. It's the last regular week of D-Lo and KC here this Monday, December 15th edition. I'm Damian Barlin.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live
from the worst slums of Sacramento.
Alongside executive producer.
What are you doing with him?
We here. Real quick. Did y'all wind up watching?
Yeah, I did. Thought it was good. I was fine. I did.
I did too. It was not fine.
That's how you're supposed to go out. Like, what did you want?
This whole noob. This whole time.
I saw the slogan is never give up, and he gave up. No, like, yeah, bro, it's his last match.
But real quick, before we start that, isn't that traditionally how the
that's the thing
you
yes,
lose
that's,
on your way
that's,
out?
That's Vince McMahon's. There's a time honored tradition.
What did you want
business.
Him to go out like Triple H and Batista at WrestleMania? Like,
not like that.
That was his last match.
No, like, so here's what I'll ask. One, I wasn't going to watch, but damn it, I did.
Of course. He's the GOAT.
What did Gunther get out of this?
He's going to be booed out the building and probably the next few, a lot of times he's out there now. He's probably
gonna,
going to be? Yeah.
Or Hunter's going to be?
And that was stupid, too, them booing him at the end. That was dumb.
No, it wasn't. It was perfectly fair.
That was Cena's call, clearly.
I'm glad you said that. I agree. I think it was Cena's call. But there was something I was watching throughout this whole thing that made me start to wonder. This whole Cena retirement thing has been botched from beginning, in my opinion, till end.
Mm-hmm.
Do we think it was his idea?
I think that match, yeah. I don't know about the whole run, but that match, yeah, I think so.
Do we think it was his idea to retire?
Yeah, I think so.
That's a different conversation.
Because I'm envisioning Hunter. Hey, John, we got a hell of an idea for you. We want to get you to 17, but we want to have, and I think it amounted to, was it a year plus? I can't remember when he announced it. A year plus long It's your final WrestleMania. It's your final this. And we want to move on, essentially. And this is what it felt like. The new generation of WWE superstars. So watching him watch that video, and this was the moment that did it for me. Watching him watch that video on the big screen, I'm watching him like his reaction is so minimal that I wonder if this was his idea. But if he's just a business guy going, if that's best for business, then okay.
Cena knew he was like, he knows he's cooked. He knows he's done. Like, at the end, he knew it was done. The little stupid smile or whatever, and he tapped it. Yeah, that was his call, I think.
So that stupid. John Cena's 48 years old.
Yeah, like he's talking like his body can't keep up anymore. Like, that was it. That was his call.
All right.
I think it is too. It was his call as well. But if it. I mean, he's the GOAT. I guess you give him the Kobe treatment, the Jeter treatment, where, you know, you're the GOAT in a lot of people's eyes, if not the GOAT. You decide. Maybe you give him that respect. But, yeah, John, like, if you're not retiring, like, what are you doing? You hop in and out of, like, we get on The Rock for this all the time. You hop in and out of storylines. You come back.
Well, The Rock really screwed this whole thing up. The Rock is a big reason why this whole story failed.
He was unnecessary.
100%. He was useless.
Cena could have done all that at whatever that was with turning heel without The Rock being there.
But he didn't need it. If you just, you said the Kobe treatment a second ago. He would, the last few months have reminded everyone, you know, Roman's still going. John Cena is the biggest star in wrestling, period. There's no conversation to be had. He's the one, and this was a great reminder of it. No one will get a reaction the way that he did. No retirement, no nothing will get a reaction the way that he did. They never needed to do that. They never needed to do it. But they did because they wanted to be cute. Hunter is clearly the guy who walks into a room and thinks he's smarter than everybody else. And I don't think he takes the pulse of everything. He's Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon never took the pulse of the audience. And he's talking about, and Hunter said this, we're into this new era of wrestling. We got these new guys, and there's a tradition when you're leaving, and you want to go backstage, let's go backstage. When you're leaving, you put someone over. If this is new, why don't you do something different? You've been stating this case that he is the greatest of all time. He is this, he's that. Give him something different. Let him go out in a different way. Let him send all of those people who could. Why can't you have a happy ending? Why can't you have that? The crowd didn't boo immediately. They went silent. Mm-hmm. I can think of one other time the crowd went silent. What was it?
The Undertaker.
That's it. Because everyone was like, no, you didn't just do that.
Maybe people's expectations were too high.
Maybe.
Maybe so.
Maybe.
Like, and you say Hunter is like Vince. He's like Vince, but not as good. Like, I feel like Vince, with all the tradition and all this other stuff, I do believe Vince had an understanding of what was going to work more times than not. What has Hunter gotten right?
I don't know. Wasn't last year's WrestleMania like Hunter's coronation? Like, oh, it's a new era of WWE, and here we are less than 12 months later, people looking around like, what the F is this?
Even Hunter, even the way that WrestleMania ended, like that was just a mess.
Right.
Like I don't know what you were doing with that type of ending. If you wanted Cody to win, that's fine. In the story, that's great. But what was that? What was that mess?
Yeah.
Wait, which match?
The Cody beating Roman. The
when everyone kept coming out there. Yeah. Oh, we're not gonna do that. That was good. Everyone loved it at the time.
That was trash.
We don't gotta do that. Okay, maybe not you, but like you, like universally, yeah, that wasn't bad.
I thought that was dumb.
Oh, you're talking about, wasn't that two WrestleManias ago?
Was it? Maybe so. Maybe so.
You're talking about the one with the Undertaker and B.
Yeah, no, we don't.
Oh, no, wasn't last WrestleMania Travis Scott?
That was bad.
Was that wasn't that WrestleMania?
I thought that was like a Royal Rumble or SummerSlam.
When did he punch Cody?
That was Cena going heel. And I thought that was like SummerSlam or Royal Rumble or something like that.
But Cena won 17 at the title at the WrestleMania, didn't he? See, this is how bad it is.
I don't remember what happened.
This is how bad it is. I don't even remember.
Where WrestleMania was at Vegas. It was in Vegas.
Yes.
So, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
I didn't like it.
Hunter's
I didn't like it.
He hasn't been good.
I thought the crowd reaction was great. I thought everything else was great. He should have won. You should have just given people the happy moment. Mm. You built John Cena's always been I need to go out and lose to Gunther. Oh, well, sorry, John. There's like a million people dying to watch you win your last match. We're going to do something different. We understand we screwed Brett in his last match. We understand this happened and this happened and this happened. We understand Shawn lost to The Undertaker. That's fine. We've built this whole story. We've screwed it up virtually every step of the way, except your babyface turn before SummerSlam. Now we're just going to let you go make everybody happy as you have for the last 20 years. Mm.
Let me ask you guys a question. What's John Cena's greatest moment?
John Cena's greatest moment.
Off the top of my head.
Chicago. I think we talked about this before. Chicago will always be legendary. His reaction in Philadelphia was flawless. Mm. When he put his head down and he put the belt up and he just walked. That was
Cena was the moment for like 2 decades. Everything he was in, he was big.
He's had, a couple of, like, he had some stuff with Edge that was crazy. Like, it was really, really good. He's generally
stuff with Umaga was fire.
Stuff with what?
Umaga.
Oh, yeah, that stuff was great. Yeah, Umaga was so good, man.
I'm a casual on this.
He was so good.
I'm a casual on this, but I'm with Bryce. I think, for me, it's the Royal Rumble surprise return.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably number one, yeah.
I thought that was...
Did he won that one, right? That was at the Garden. I remember that was at the Garden. He had like a torn bicep or tricep. No one thought...
Was
like it was physically possible for him to be there.
Was I just not tapped in, or was that like a true surprise, or did people?
No, that was a real, real surprise. That
still had like 6 fantastic. Months of recovery.
Yeah, like there, like he was not anywhere near that supposed to return.
That was amazing.
Yeah, it was cool to see the intersect of wrestling and sports this past Saturday. I just wish it had ended different. I don't know. I'm a mark.
I don't know what to say.
I don't know why you couldn't have had a happy ending.
I'm a traditional guy in that sense, and I was watching it with Jazz, and I was like, yeah, he's probably gonna lose. Like, he should lose. I think they all lose their last match. So I'm okay with the tradition, but hearing you explain it, I understand. Go away from tradition for the guy that you say is the
for him. Yeah, yeah, like for him, you don't.
That's cool too.
It doesn't mean you have to do it. Like, there's rumors, and I mean, AJ has already said he's retiring next year. There's rumors of something, you know, Brock and SummerSlam in Minnesota that I think John said during an interview. There's rumors of like Chris Jericho. You don't have to make this a big thing, but that's John Cena. Like he never went to WW or WCW or AEW or New Japan. He is your guy and has essentially been your top superstar for 20 years. You could have done it differently. You chose not to because you think you're smarter than everybody. And Gunther beating... It's a former champion. Gunther beating him does nothing for him. That's the point. You get one of those wins, it's supposed to catapult you. This isn't going to do anything for him. All it's going to do is get Hunter booed. And he's going to show up on TV as like this new Mr. Levesque character or something, and everyone's going to be like, get this jackass out of here.
Trash. I know we got to shake it, but Undertaker lost his last match, right?
I was that stupid little cinematic thing. I don't remember.
Oh, no, he didn't. He did not. It was the AJ Styles thing. It was the movie.
That's right.
He absolutely did not lose his last match.
If it was Cena's call, you let him go out on his terms.
Because I only bring up
Taker. No, I would have said no. I would have said, John, that's not what they want.
I would have only brought up Taker because you guys tell me if I'm wrong with this. It feels like even though he's not the greatest, in that company, they hold Taker higher than anybody else in that company.
I think so.
And I thought he lost. And my thought would be, if Taker's losing, Everyone else is losing.
Yeah, but
you're
right.
He won. Yeah.
He threw AJ Styles into a grave or something. All right, we'll come back. That was the pregame show. We'll get the show started next here on ESPN 1320.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
See, I didn't know if the guy was talking. I wasn't sure. You always got to watch out to see if the guy is letting you know that you're listening to D-Lo and KC on ESPN 1320. It's your man, KC. Damien had to go buy more land. There was a deal that he just couldn't pass up, and he said, look, I'll be back. There's about – I'm not trying to put his business out there. I'm not trying to put his business out there, but I'd say it's like – anywhere between 75 to 100 acres that he needed to close the deal on. So, you know, I said, look, man, handle your business. I'll take care of things here. We'll talk for a little bit. Jesse, do you want to talk about the Kings? Do you want to talk about the Sacramento Kings?
I don't want to talk about the game. I want to talk about how they need to blow it up already.
Do you think the blow up is happening? Like this year, like when I say blow up, for the Kings, I'm talking Monk is gone, Schroeder's gone, Levine's gone, DeRozan's gone. I'll stop short of saying Sabonis because I don't believe everybody's.
You're not going to be able to get everybody, but it's time to start getting somebody.
You think all those guys are gone?
I don't. They're not all gone by the trade deadline, but if you. I don't know.
I forgot to mention Levine, too.
Yeah, Levine's if you can move on from, like, Schroeder, Monk. Seems like Monk doesn't really fit here anymore. DeRozan, just the guys who aren't going to be here. It doesn't even matter who's the guys who aren't going to be here. Just some, two, three of them, whatever. It's time to move on, finally.
And
this team is just brutal to watch right now.
It is. It's the worst watch. There's Leezy in the house. Leezy, if you're not doing anything, yeah, come on, Leezy. Let's make his return back to this. Oh, okay. After you do that, come through. Yeah, yeah. Leezy making his his return back to the studio since his blow up months ago. Wasn't that before the NFL season started?
I'm not sure. Maybe a little bit before, during. First 2 weeks, maybe.
Yeah, it was somewhere around there. So Leezy might make his return as he's in the building. But back to the Kings. It is awful to watch. And it feels like a complete waste of time. Watching this team on a nightly basis. And I hate that I feel that way about the Kings, like, because I'm going to watch. Like, I want to see what the Kings are going on. Now, like, last night, I had a Christmas party. My mom's Christmas party that she has every year was going on. And how do I say this? Because, I'm trying to protect the innocent. Because it's not really beef like that. It's not beef at all. But I was in my mom's house, right? She was having a Christmas party. It was on, the TV was on
Fox because the Niners game was on Fox. I go there. Nobody's there yet, right? This is like maybe 15 minutes before people start getting there. I'm helping her setting things up. I turn it to the Kings game, right? So the Kings game is on the TV. I'm running around. I'm helping things out. A couple people start to come into the building or come into the house or whatever. Party has started. One of the people who were there, they go, oh, and they're cool. They're cool. This is just a story. But he goes, oh, man. Oh, okay. Kings game is on. He said, oh, man, we got to see what's going on with the football game, man. Gets the remote. Turns the TV to Cowboys Vikings. Violation?
It's not your remote. Yeah, it's a violation.
What are you doing, bro?
Yeah, no, you don't get to touch the remote like that.
What are you doing? Are you, I mean,
I didn't ask
nobody nothing. Just, there's the remote. Let me, yeah, Cowboys Vikings. And first of all, don't nobody care about that sorry ass game.
There's only really two people that get to touch the remote. And second person only gets the remote if the first person's not around.
That's it.
Yeah, no. You gotta have some etiquette there.
Look, there's probably four.
I don't know what the hierarchy was in that house. I'm not sure where this person stands, but yeah. Well, my house is like either I'm controlling the remote, my brother's got it. I don't know if sometimes it's hit and miss with my dad.
I'll put it to you like this. He didn't live there and he wasn't family.
Oh, brother, you go wash your hands and walk out of my house then. Yeah, wash your hands. Get out of my house.
I let it go because it's not my house. You know what I mean? Even though I've got authority in there.
Oh, yeah, you do. You probably should have said no.
But it's not my house. You know what I mean? And there was a lot of things going on. We were hosting. We were trying to make sure foods and drinks and doors were in. I wasn't just sitting there.
That might have been
TV.
A power move right there. You probably had to change it back.
I should have.
You should have.
I should have.
I was changing this remote in my house.
But like I said, there was a lot of hosting going on. And then look, this was the moral of the story. What I'm going to do, change it back to the King?
Yes, yes. I know nobody wants to see it, but yes.
Like that, honestly, that's kind of that was the end of the discussion for me. I was like, man, no, man, hey, we watching the Kings game right now. That's where they're at right now, Jesse.
No, it's
where they're at. It's
I was
like,
thinking
bro,
about it yesterday. On. People talk about with teams, like, oh yeah, we'll wait till Christmas and see who this team is. And it feels like we've kind of known who they are for 2 weeks, and we're just barely getting started.
You're right, though. I should have changed. I should have changed this.
Yeah,
should have took that. Hey,
now you know for next time.
Hey, I was busy. I was doing stuff. I wasn't really watching the TV, but it is the principality of the situation. But yeah, the whole point of that was like, I'm not going to break my neck to watch this Kings team. I'm going to watch, like I said, because I like the Kings. It's my job partly. And I need to know what's going on. I need to know, you know, everything that's going on in Kingsland. But like last night, I was like, man, I'll watch it later. Like I'll speed through it later. I'll watch it on the DVR or
at this
whatever.
Point, what
like,
do you,
I'm
what
not
do you...
sitting there. They're not by no means. Are they appointment television?
No, we're watching because we got to talk about it at work the next day or whatever. But like at this point, what are we even learning, win or lose at this point? Like they beat the Heat, what was it, last week? Cool. They lost yesterday, lost by double digits. Like, cool. It's like, it's basketball with no purpose right now.
You want to know what we're learning? Nah, I ain't going to say it. I ain't going to say it, man, because every time I say something, they think I'm taking
say
shots.
Say it in a broadcast journalist way where you back
I'm
it up.
I'm not taking shots. No, I don't have fun, man. Look, we're learning who Keegan Murray is. We're learning who Keegan Murray is, and that's not a bad basketball player, but everybody had these grand ideas of what he could be and all this other stuff. I don't think that's true. Once again, I'll remind you again for everybody that's like, oh, KC hates Keegan Murray. No, my expectations were just my expectations. It's disappointing that he's not scoring more and stuff like that. I don't want to say like he's this. Like I think he should be a little bit better, but just a little bit better. Like what we've seen over the course of his career, is what I think he is.
At his best, he's the third, fourth option on the team. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah. I mean, you probably want more out of the fourth pick for your draft or whatever, but it is what it is at this point. Like, he's a fine player. He's just, he's not going to be a top two option on the team. He's not Chris Middleton either, I don't think, or anything like that. He's going to be a solid third, fourth option that probably gets you anywhere from 12 to 16 points a game.
And I want to know if we talk about what we've learned from this team. I want to know if you guys who felt differently about Keegan potentially have learned the same, have learned, nah, maybe Murray isn't a guy that can be your second best player, or he doesn't have this grand level that he can reach, you know, just given the opportunity. 916-909-1320. Let me know if that's how you feel. Or is it one of those things James talks about all the time? Oh, it's just the team that he's on. You know, everybody's selfish, so he can't really thrive in that situation. I think it's more the fact that the guy is a really good defender, really good. I still believe, regardless of what the numbers say, I still believe he's a 3-and-D guy. I think he's a three-point shooting type of guy. He's still in the mid-20s right now, isn't he? I think something like that.
Yeah, he hasn't gone to 30.
So I think that's who he is. A little slasher capabilities. Like, he'll have some times on the right team in the right situation where he's going to get you, you know, 17 points, you know, 8 rebounds. He's upped his rebounding a little bit. Good. You need that. You need everything that he brings to the table. I feel like we've learned it's not going to be more than that for those who thought maybe he was capable of more.
Yeah, you move forward and you have your starting three, but you're also looking for players better. Just like, you know, that's not your guy. While we're talking about things we're learning too, it right now it feels kind of silly to like just watch, oh, what's going on with Keon Ellis at this point. They can tell me that they're all bought in, or paraphrase whatever words you want to use, that he's with us, we're with him, blah, blah, blah. The actions speak louder, bro. Like, I'm not going to just, what's going on with Keon Ellis? Where does he fit? It's clear where he fits. He's a situational role player. Shout out Mike Brown, who's going to get minutes sometimes, and sometimes he's going to get DNPs. They don't play him like he's a guy here. It feels like kind of throwing Keon Ellis in the rundown. Oh, he didn't play this or he didn't do it. It feels kind of silly at this point. And I don't know who's right, because we hear like, oh, there's teams around the league that want Keon Ellis, and we hear Doug Christie say, yeah, like, we love Keon here and stuff like that. Like, he's not playing, that's fine. But like right now, like, I know who Keon Ellis is on this team at least.
Keon Ellis. I'm trying to see. There has to be some DMPs in him. I'm on ESPN's game log situation because I know they broke their losing streak against the Nuggets. I guess he didn't play that game. And then he ended up playing the next night two nights later against Minnesota in that overtime win. The reason why I bring that up is because against Minnesota this year, and this might have been mop-up duty too. So against Minnesota, he's played 12 minutes. He's played 5 minutes. And then he's got a DMP. Do you think that Doug potentially is looking at Keon as that's a matchup issue when he plays Minnesota?
Potentially, but it's also he's looking at Keon Ellis like, that's the 10th guy on my bench right now. That's the 10th guy on my roster right now. Like, that's Keon Ellis. It's not, I don't think it's a matchup like, oh, we got the secret weapon Keon Ellis. Like, no, it's just he's the 10th, 11th guy on the Kings right now. Right or wrong, too. I don't know if he should be getting more minutes, because clearly the Kings feel one way and you hear that the league feels another. Some teams around the league feel another way. So I'm not sure who's really right. We'll find out if he's playing for another team next year or if he gets more minutes on the Kings next year. I'm not sure. But either way, it's like Keon Ellis is just the guy on this team right now.
I also think that there is the potential for maybe they're looking at the situation with Dennis Schroeder or Malik Monk as, you know, we've got to figure this thing out. These guys are playing right now. We've got to figure this thing out. And once they're out the door, that'll open up playing opportunities for you, Keon. I wonder if
I don't
that's
love,
the case.
Maybe. That makes logical sense. But I don't love stashing a guy who you do think you possibly have a future with, like, on your bench. That doesn't seem productive to me.
I understand. But
I get there's a logjam, but like, Keon's here. Like, Nick Clifford's here. Keegan Murray's here. Maxime is here. Like, they got to get minutes if they're going to be here going forward. And, like, take away some of Monk's minutes at that point then. Take away some of Schroeder's minutes at that point and get Keon out there if you do feel like he's part of what you got going forward. Like, you have to find some type of minutes out there. I don't think what they're doing now is productive.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.